It is. I mean, that's, at least in many ways, it's the final countdown for Democrats, perhaps, because the California primary is tomorrow, and a bunch of other states, New Jersey, a bunch of other states also have primaries. And many people believe that when it all is said and done and the counting is over, that Hillary Clinton can claim that she has clinched the nomination. Let's check in and see if that adds up for Al Weaver, campaign reporter for the Washington Examiner. Good morning to you, Al. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so is that the way it looks from your perspective? Is she going to be able to claim that she has clinched?
Well, it's going to be close. It's going to be close no matter what. She's about 300 delegates short right now without counting superdelegates. And right now, and you have between California and New Jersey tomorrow, you have almost about 700 delegates at stake. And she's leading big in Jersey with 140 delegates, and California, both candidates, no matter who wins, are going to get a solid chunk of the state's 500 couple delegates.
Right.
So either way, she looks like she's in a really good position, even without the superdelegates. You know, we're forgetting those for a second. But adding those, I think that'll put her over the top. I mean, she's had 300, 400 of those even since she started, before she even started running. So.
Well,
yeah,
but
she's in a really good spot to wrap this up tomorrow night.
So I just want to check the math here, because I know the superdelegates are important, but let's set them aside for a minute, because Everything we know, Al Weaver, about these superdelegates comes from just polling them, right, and just casual conversation. They're not bound; they can change their mind. So last time I checked the numbers in terms of pledged delegates, Hillary's at 1,800. Right now to Sanders 1,500. That means she needs 580 tomorrow.
I mean, it'll be close.
That's
how I would characterize it. I would say it would be very close. I mean, that's about, you know, almost 75% of those delegates that are up to grabs tomorrow night. So I think it'll be close. But even even with the pledged delegates, even if she got a sliver of the one she has right now but looking to her direction. I think it's pretty well, lock and key for her.
So what do you make of Bernie Sanders making this really hard push? Yesterday on Jake Tapper's State of the Union, he even started challenging the Clinton Foundation cronyism with Hillary Clinton. I mean, what took him so long?
I don't know why he didn't jump on that earlier. Yeah,
he's really throwing it out there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's one of the big mysteries in this race. Going back to even when he said that he wasn't going to make her damn emails an issue in this race.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like he never thought he had a chance to win. So that's why he never brought that up. I mean, if he really thought he had a chance to win, I feel like he would have brought that up. He would have brought the Clinton Foundation up well before, June 5th.
Right.
which is still kind of mind boggling. I think most Democrats, if they were running against her, they probably would have brought that up. I mean, it's just a matter of, do you want to win or not? So, no, it's surprising, but, desperate candidates, try for desperate ploys at this point, as far as he's concerned. That's my hunch, at least.
All right. On the other side of the equation, you have Donald Trump, who's been going after this judge in the Trump University case. And a lot of people, a lot of Republicans are sort of squeamish about this. Among them, Reince Priebus, who is calling on Trump to evolve on his Hispanic outreach. How is this going to play out?
Al, you just dropped into a dead zone there. Come back. Wherever you were standing a minute ago, stand there.
Do you hear me now?
There you are. All right.
I talked to the chairman on Friday, and you could tell this judge attack does not make anyone feel good about the nominee at this point. I mean, Reince, he's trying to straddle every possible way for the Republican Party right now. With Trump, he's been backing him for since the beginning of May now. But you could tell he's very uneasy with this attack. Even Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, a lot of others came out and basically said that he shouldn't be doing this. It doesn't make anyone look good on his side, and he's been receiving an onslaught of negative coverage for it. Coverage it is, but negative also. So we'll see. We'll see what goes on next. Who knows what's going to happen? It's a lot more. It's upping the talk of racism within the GOP. Between that, I mean, he's talking about this event in Reading the other day about my African American guy. So it's a weird time overall for the party and for Priebus and those who don't really want to support Trump, but they're kind of holding their nose at this point.
Yeah. All right, Al Weaver, Washington Examiner. Thanks for. And by the way, next time one of your colleagues there, you know, when you're in the press pool and stuff, or any of them, when they start raising this question about the judge and they say, "Oh, this is racist," can you just gently, you know, because you're friends with these guys, just gently say, "Hey, Mexican is not a race."
Exactly.
Thank you for that. Just be gentle, though, Al. Yeah. I don't want you to, you know.
Yeah, we don't want you getting hurt or anything.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al. Good
Thanks
to have you.
Me, guys.